I hear the Lord, the word of God upon your life. Grace has been granted over your life.
Nåde har blivit gett över livet ditt, Lord.
Grace has been granted upon your life.
Nåde har blivit gett över livet ditt.
I see this is the time to add more chairs.
Det här är tid för att lägga till fler stolar.
Because I see the Lord giving you a package.
Gud ger dig en packe.
And this package is the package of his presence.
Hans närvaro är den packen.
As soon as this package is getting, when you open this package,
när du öppnar den packen,
is all that you need is in the package.
Är allt du tränger i den packen.
The gifts,
gaven,
are on this package.
Är i den gaven.
The fruit of the spirit are on this package.
Andens frukter är i den packen.
And the Lord is saying, a grace has been granted.
Nåde har blivit gett dig.
Upon your life.
På livet ditt.
May you receive the fullness of this package.
Må du få ta emot fullness of his presence. Fylld av hans
selected among men.
Utvald bland
to
människan.
Bring the glory of God to many. Thank you, Jesus. Come here. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. And I hear the Lord give you extra wisdom.
I heard God say that. Han ger dig extra wisdom.
A completely supernatural.
Overnatural wisdom.
You see in the spirit.
Du ser in the onden.
In far distance, you capture.
Långt fram du
what is uncapturable.
Du får tag i det som egentligen inte är att få
tag i. And you capture it.
Du får tag i det.
And the Lord say,
Gud säger,
as you walk with him in on his presence.
Men du går i hans närvaro.
You're gonna see lot.
Så vill du se mycket.
Keep on moving forward.
Fortsätt att beväga dig framåt.
As you go.
Men du går.
As you go.
Men du går.
As you go, things are going to happen.
Så vill ting ske.
One after another.
En efter en.
One after another. I see that the favor is going to increase as never before.
Favören vill öka över livet ditt som aldrig förr.
Is the favor of his love.
Favören av hans kärlek.
Is the favor of his mercy.
Av hans nåde.
Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you, dear.
Gud vill sing dig.
May the Lord bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Spirit of God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. If you can be able to sit it down, you sit it down. Can just say thank you to the worshippers today.
Tack till lovsångarna igen idag. Andreas har inte sagt när vi är färdiga. Vi är färdiga när vi är färdiga. Halleluja.
So if you are tired, you just stand up and leave. Don't say goodbye.
Så hvis du är trött och ledsen, så kan du resa dig och gå, men inte säga ha det.
We are here to enjoy.
Vi är här för att njut.
It's the last day.
Den sista dagen.
Of the great day.
För den stora dagen.
Of Jesus conference.
Av Jesus konferensen.
What a beautiful.
Det är fantastisk.
What a wonderful.
Det är nydligt.
Let me put it quick. I think it's gonna be quick anyway.
Jag hoppas det. Jag tror det blir rast vansett.
If it's not quick, no problem. You'll forgive me.
Hvis det ikke blir kort, så er det ikke noe problem, for du vil tilgi meg vansett.
The title is this.
Titel er det her.
How to overcome anxiety.
Anxiety. Hvordan overkom?
How to overcome anxiety.
Ja. Hvordan vinne over angst.
So at a day of Pentecost like this.
Så på pinsedag sånn som i dag.
You come worried and all kind of things.
Man kommer og bare med seg bekymring og forskjellige ting.
And we cannot allow you to go back the same way.
Og vi kan ikke tillate at du går tilbake samme måte som du kom.
You came sad, going back even more sad.
Hvis du drar og mer trist når du drar enn du kom.
And you have to go home more lighter.
Men du må dra hjem lettere.
And the people at your house has to receive you with a good smile.
Så når folk tar imot deg hjemme, så skal de ta imot med et godt smil.
So that will be the title of the message: How to overcome anxiety.
Så det budskapet, hvordan bli kvitt angst.
Anxiety is a real thing.
Angst en virkelig ting.
And doesn't matter you can be a pastor.
Det gjør ikke om du en pastor.
You can be apostle, evangelist.
Du kan bli en apostel, en evangelist.
And everybody becomes anxious.
Alle sammen kan føle på angst.
Because we are living in the world that everyone you need more and more and more.
For vi lever i en verden der man bestandig skal mer og mer og mer.
So that's why we're going to speak at the end of our conference how to overcome anxiety.
Så därför ska vi snacka om på konferensen här kursen vi kan övervinna angst.
We gave some tips to other people that are depressed.
Vi har gett tips till folk som varit deprimerat.
Some we told them to read psalm louder.
Vi har sagt till någon läs psalmen högre.
When you read psalm loud and then depression is going to go away.
När du läser psalmerna högt så vill depression försvinna mer.
Some they read psalm loud did not work.
För någon så funkar inte det.
We told them to receive the oil of gladness.
Vi har sagt ta emot Guds glädjens olja.
In Isaiah 61.
Jesaja 61.
And they say that they received the oil of gladness and they are not glad.
Så står det at de tok imot gledens olje, men de var ikke glad.
We say, oh, there is other thing. They can just get the garment of praise.
Men vi kan sagt, ja, men da kan du bare ta imot lovsangens klede.
When they receive the garment of praise.
Når de tar imot lovsangens bekledning.
And the spirit of heaviness will be lifted up.
Så vil ånden bli løftet opp.
And the garment of praise didn't work.
Lovprisningsklede funker heller ikke.
We are all human.
Vi alle mennesker.
But there is a way.
Men det finnes en vei.
Does our God want us to enjoy this short time with a sad life?
Tror du at Gud vil at vi skal nyte her livet vi har med gitt?
I think he doesn't want his children to spend days on the planet with a sad life.
Okay. Jeg tror ikke Gud vil at barna hans skal være her på jorda og ha en trist dag.
He want us to enjoy.
Han vil at vi skal nyte.
He want us to enjoy.
Han vil at vi skal nyte livet.
It's beautiful though, isn't it?
Ikke det nydelig?
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
Halleluja. So we have two pulpits. I have a Bible here. I have an iPad. You have a Bible here. All is gonna go well.
Vi har to prekestoler. Vi har iPad. Vi har Bibel. Det her blir bra.
So, let's continue.
La oss fortsette.
Let's continue. I read a little book. This book is not a Christian book.
Jeg leste en liten bok som ikke kristen.
Maybe you read that book. It's called Who Moved My Cheese?
Kanskje du har lest den boka, den heter Hvem flyttet osten min?
You read the book, Who Moved My Cheese?
Har du lest den boka?
So, it's a very little good book, small book.
En liten bok.
He thought that the cheese was moved while the cheese finished.
Han trodde at osten ble forflyttet, men den var spist opp.
But beyond this mountain, there was a bigger cheese.
Men bak til fjellet var det en større ost.
So he was lazy.
Så han var lat.
To go to look for another cheese that side.
For å dra for å se etter en ny ost.
And he said, I will be here waiting for the one that moved the cheese, will bring the cheese back.
Så jeg vil heller sitte her og vente på han som tok bort osten, vil at han skal bringe den tilbake.
And the cheese was not coming back.
Og osten kom ikke tilbake.
And others they discovered the cheese behind the.
Og andre oppdaget at det var en ost på andre siden av fjellet.
So I learned on that book that life.
Så jeg lærte det i den første boka at livet.
You have to keep on searching.
At du må fortsette å lete.
Jeremiah 29:13 says, "You will find me when you seek For me, seek me with all your heart.
Jeremia 29 sier at du skal finne meg når du søker meg av hele hjertet.
We always seek God.
Vi bestandig søker Gud.
In a personal way.
På en personlig måte.
Yes, we had all the scriptures here.
Ja, vi har alt Guds ord her.
And there was no scripture that they told us go speak about Paul forever.
Så det var ikke noen ord som sa det gå og snakke om bare Paulus hele tiden.
And there's we are not sent to go to speak about Peter forever.
Vi skal ikke bare snakke om Peter for alltid.
And what he say we have to go to speak about him.
Men han sa vi skal snakke om han, Jesus.
Peter spoke about him.
Peter snakket om han.
Paul spoke about him.
Paulus snakket om han.
And Håkon is speaking about him.
Og Håkon snakket om han.
Leif is speaking about him.
Og Leif snakket om han.
So this is our mission to speak about him.
Så vårt livsoppdrag å snakke om han.
Okay, the title is How to Overcome Anxiety.
Titeln är hvordan bli kvitt angst.
So we will go to the Bible.
Så vi går till Bibeln.
The one that is wrote this the matter.
Så den som skrev om det här.
The way he wrote 13 letters Paul.
Så måten han skrev om det Paul, han skrev 13 brev.
But in one sentence it looks like he himself as he was writing he was depressed.
Det verkar som att Sherman och han skrev att han var något deprimerad.
2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 25.
Andra Korinterna 11
chapter 11 verse 25.
Får vi versen på väggen också.
He was describing his sufferings.
Han beskrev lidelserna sina.
And this is how he describes.
Och det här var den måten han skrev det på.
Three times I was beaten.
Tre gånger blev jag slått.
With rods.
Med
stavar. Once I was stoned three times.
Och jag blev stenad tre gånger.
I was shipwrecked.
Jag var led förlist med skip.
Day and night. I have been in the deep.
Dag och natt har jag varit I djupet.
That is 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 25.
2 Corinthians 11 25.
Verse 26 says.
26.
Journeying often.
Jag har ofta varit på resa.
In the purple waters.
I fare på älvar.
In purple of robbers.
I fare bland rövare.
In purple of my own countrymen.
I fare bland min egen landsmän.
In purple of the gentile. Purple of the city.
I fare bland folkeslagen I byarna.
In purple over the wilderness.
I örken.
In the sea.
I på havet.
Among the false brethren.
I fare bland falska bröder.
Weariness and toil.
I
sleepless night.
Utmattelse och sträv.
Often in hunger, thirsting, fasting.
Sömnlöshet, hungersnöd.
Often in nakedness.
Ofta I faste, kulde, nakenhet.
But when you read verse 28.
Men när du läser 38.
He was describing
28,
his struggles.
Så han beskrev alla lidelserna.
Guys, you see me life having life like this was not easy.
Du ser att ha liv som det här var inte enkelt.
But I like in verse 28.
Men det likt det som står I vers 28.
Verse 28 he says.
Vers 28 så står det.
Beside
utenom
the other things.
Allt andra som jag sagt.
What comes up on the daily? My deep concern for all.
Har jag det som ligger på mig daglig, nämligen omsorgen för alla menigheterna.
I suffer this, I suffer this, I suffer that, I suffer that.
Jag lider här och det här och det här.
That I don't matter.
Men det här bryr mig inte om.
But my strongest concern is for the church.
Men det viktigaste jag har tänkt på, det är omsorgen för kyrka.
Wow, this man understood the importance of the body.
Den här han förstod viktigheten med kroppen.
For me going hungry was not a problem.
För mig att vara sulten ett problem.
Going thirsty was not a problem.
Det var törst ett problem.
Being beaten was not a problem.
Och det var slått ett problem.
Stoned was not a problem.
Och det var stenen ett problem.
But I have a concern.
Men jag har en omsorg.
But my concern is for the church.
Och det är för kyrka.
Wow, that man he loves the church very much.
Hoj, han där man, han älskar kyrka verkligen.
My prayer is this.
Min bön är det.
After this Jesus conference.
Efter den här Jesus-konferensen.
You will love the body.
Så vill du älska kyrkan och kroppen? Vill du älska kroppen?
As never before.
Som aldrig förr.
You will put aside your struggles.
Du sätter vid till sidan
dina strävanden. You will put aside your worries.
Du sätter sidan bekymringen.
You will put aside your depression.
Du sätter sidan depression.
And begin praying for the church.
Och där du börjar be för kyrkan.
And begin praying for the country.
Där du börjar be för landet.
And begin praying for the cities.
Och börjar be för byn.
This should be your concern.
Det är det som du borde ha
omsorg för. That was the concern of Paul.
Och det var Paulus sin han bekymrade sig för att bruka tid på.
Wow. Give a little bit of smile, please. Give it a smile.
Smil lite grann.
Smile a little bit. Smile little
smil, tack.
I don't have a camera here, but smile a little bit.
Var så snäll, jag har inte kamera här, men var så snäll och ge mig ett smil.
Jesus.
Jesus.
So when you see the person,
så när du ser en person
that went too much struggle like that,
som har haft så mycket lidelse,
and say that doesn't concern me,
och där säger nej, det bryr mig inte om.
But what concerns me is the church.
Men det som man bryr sig om är kyrkan.
That we should take that serious.
Det borde vi ta seriöst.
We should take that serious.
Vi borde ta det seriöst.
As a body, we should take that serious.
Som en kropp, så måste vi ta det seriöst.
That's good.
Det är bra.
That's wonderful. We continue.
Låt oss fortsätta.
You remember what I said? The title.
Just det, titeln.
How to overcome anxiety.
Hvordan bekvitt angst.
Is possible.
Det är möjligt.
It's possible.
Det är möjligt.
You can overcome anxiety.
Du kan övervinna angst. Amen.
You cannot see the baby. Gentlemen, there is a baby 2 weeks.
Du kan inte se babyen. Här kan han ha en baby en två veckor gammal.
A baby born depressed.
En baby som är född.
No, the baby is born smiling.
Ja. Är babyen född deprimerad? Nej, den är född smilande.
When the baby cries hungry.
Babyen gråter när den är sulten.
And all the time you smell over the sun. The baby smells very good smell.
Ja, det luktar. Och babyn luktar väldigt gott.
Jesus, it's good. Hallelujah. And you find other parents, they're putting their nose into the mouth of the baby.
Och det ser föräldrarna liksom lukt in i munnen på ungen.
Hallelujah. We go into the scripture.
Låt oss gå till Guds ord.
How to overcome anxiety.
Hur man övervinner angst.
It's wonderful.
Det är fantastiskt.
2 Corinthians chapter 12.
Andra Korinthierna 12.
The concern that was with Paul.
Det som han hade en bekymring för, det som brydde sig om kyrka.
This was mainly concern of Paul about the church.
Det här var det Paulus brydde sig om i förhållande till kyrka.
Verse 20 says 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 20.
Andra Korinthierna 12, 20.
For I fear least when I come, I shall not find you as such I wish, and I shall find you by you such as do not wish, lest there be contention, jealous.
Jag fruktar att jag inte ska finna dere slike önskar när jag kommer, och att jag ska bli funnet av dere slike icke önskar.
Continue reading. Finish reading.
Jag fruktar att det vill vara strid, missunnelse, utbrud av vrede, selvhedelse, baktalelse, sladder, hovmod og opprør.
And now first he was describing how he went through.
Først beskriver han hvordan han har vært gjennom masse lidelse.
I was stoned.
Han var steinet.
I was beaten.
Jeg var slått.
I was so. I was in the deep in the ocean.
Jeg var i dypet av havet.
But all this is not my concern.
Men allt det bryr mig inte om.
My concern.
Men det som jeg bryr meg om,
er
kirka.
I fear that when I come to you,
jeg frykter når jeg kommer til dere,
I will find you completely different.
Så vil jeg finne at dere helt annerledes.
Not the way I want you to be.
Ikke på den måten som jeg ønsker dere.
I can find you backbiting one another.
Jeg ser dere på baktal hverandre.
This is my concern.
Det det som jeg frykter.
I will find you into jealousing one another.
Jeg frykter at dere har misunnelse for hverandre.
That is my concern.
Det min, det
I will find you quarreling.
Jeg ser at dere har på krangel.
This is my concern.
Det jeg redd for.
I will find you this completely disconnected to one another.
At dere totalt ikke koblet på hverandre.
This is my concern.
Det jeg redd for.
But my beating
men
is nothing.
Min lidelse har vært ingenting.
Stunt.
Jeg blir steinet.
Is nothing.
Det ingenting.
Going deep into the sea.
Going dypt I havet.
Coming nakedness.
Men nakenhet.
Is nothing.
Det ingenting.
My concern is for the church of Jesus Christ.
Min omsorg for kirka for Jesus Kristus.
Will I find you united?
Vil jeg finne dere I enhet?
Will I find you as a one body?
Vil jeg finne dere som en kropp?
A strong body.
En sterk kropp.
That knows how to pray for one another.
Som vet det å be for hverandre.
That knows how to cast demons when is on someone's life.
Och vet jag kasta ut demoner när det är någon demoner på någon sitt liv.
When someone is going through difficulties.
När någon går igenom svårigheter.
Will you pray for him?
Vill du be för han?
These are my concerns.
Det är det som är min omsorg.
And I say to the church of Jesus Christ.
Och det är det till Jesus I kyrka idag. Speciellt I Norge.
Be as a one.
Var som en.
Jesus and the Father is one.
Sån som Jesus och Fader är en.
Men in him.
Välsigna.
Loving him with all our heart.
Välsigna med hela hjärtat.
Loving our friend, our brother,
och
and as ourselves.
Och älska våra bröder som oss själva.
This is our papa's need.
Det är det som pappa önskar.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
When someone's offends you,
när du blir,
learn how to forgive quickly.
När du blir upprämt kan detta vad fan? Förnärma, tack.
Quickly.
Var raskt till
because it's one body.
För vi är en kropp.
Oh, no, the silence is too much.
Allt för stilla här folkens.
The silence is too much.
För stilla här.
Friday I was sharing my testimony.
På fredag så delade jag vittnesbudet mitt.
31 years I lived without a bladder.
31 år levde utan en urinblåda.
No bladder, nothing.
Ingen blåda.
This year February, who are these wakers? What?
Här är kanske någon som kommer för att väcka oss.
Engineers?
Ja, kanske det är det. Arbetare, ingenjörer.
That's good. 31 years living without a bladder.
31 år utan blåda.
9 February.
9 februari.
Going for operation.
Så du var för operation.
I this time when I went I was 64 kg.
Jag var 64 kilo.
And after the operation.
Efter operation.
I was around 50 something.
Så var runt 50 kilo.
It mean I lost so much weight.
Det betyder att jag tappade massa vikt.
And the blood was coming everywhere when I walk.
Och blodet gick med massa blod.
It was humiliation.
Det var väldigt ydmykande.
It was humbling.
Det var ydmykande.
And it was all together.
Det var allt.
And now I started thinking myself, Lord.
Jag började tänka, Herre.
Is this the end of this life?
Är det här enden av livet mitt?
Am I finished?
Kona mig vill vara till och inte ha någon man.
Is it over?
Är det här slutet?
Will I stand before people one day?
Vill jag stå föran folk en dag?
And then wasting. The wasting.
Och den värsta tingen.
I find also my friend that was complaining in the Bible.
Så fann jag en vän som klagade I Bibeln.
And that one was David in Psalm 77.
Och det var David som klagade I Psalm 77:7.
Oh my goodness, when I was reading that psalm, I said, this is me.
När jag läste psalmen tänkte jag, det här är ju mig.
Go ahead, put Psalm 77 verse 7.
Psalm 77:7 eller 8.
Psalm 77 verse 7.
Vers 8. Innovation, verse 8.
Okay.
Will Herren støte
from verse 7 to 9 are all the questions.
Fra vers 8 til 10 blir den norske bibelen. Det masse spørsmål.
And those questions are the questions that I was also asking.
Og det de spørsmålene som vi også spør.
Is his mercy forever?
Er hans nåde for alltid?
That God doesn't want me anymore.
Vil Gud ikke ha meg lenger?
And you know when I was going verse 8 verse 9. Yeah, that's good. And the Lord says, I never change.
Og Gud sier, jeg forandrer meg aldri.
That what you are thinking is unhealthy.
Det du tenker thought. På, det usunne tanker.
It is called unhealthy.
Det kalt
concern.
Usunn bekymring.
And if there is one today here having unhealthy concern,
hvis noen her som har usunne bekymringer,
God doesn't want that unhealthy concern.
Gud ønsker ikke at du skal ha den usunne bekymringen.
What if? What if? What if?
Hva med? What if? Hva med? Hva om?
What if? What if? What if? Most of the time, we spend our time on the table of reasoning.
Vi bruker mest parten av tiden vår på
special these people educated ones.
Speciellt de som godt utdannet, de bruker på å granske og tenke mye.
Oh my goodness, they spend too much time reasoning.
De bruker alt for mye tid på å grubbel.
They end up saying we came from the rock.
Og de ender opp med å si, ja, vi kom fra en stein.
It's just evolution.
Det bare evolusjon.
But if it was evolution, what about chickens? Was also coming from the rock?
Så vi kom med evolusjon, hvis kom kyllingene også fra en stein.
What about ducks? They're coming from the rocks also.
Enderen også, kommer de også fra en stein.
What about goats? They're coming from the rocks also.
Geiten, kommer de også fra en stein.
But when we go deep into the Bible,
men når vi går dypt inn I Guds ord,
the one that created us,
han som har skapt oss,
he created us carefully and wonderfully made.
Vi skapt på en underfull måte.
He knows himself what he was doing.
Han vet hva han holder på med.
He knows what to do.
Han vet hva han holder på med.
I have to give him this. I have to put this. I
have to put this.
I have to put this. I have to give him liver. I have to give him gut. I have to give him a heart. I have to give him every pancreas and everything.
Jeg må gi han lever, jeg må gi han lunga, jeg må gi han alt det ting han trenger.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Okay.
94. My bladder busted. Pah!
And then
I was supposed to be dead.
94 sprakk blæra mi. Jeg burde vært død.
God is saying, no, I'm giving you, this will be your testimony.
Gud sa, nei, dette vil være ditt vitnesbyrd.
2000, 2010, 2020, 2025. The doctor said, oh, you were supposed to be dead long time.
Og doktoren sa, du burde vært død for lenge siden.
How are you still alive?
Hvordan det mulig at du lever?
Because the one that made is very careful and wonderful made.
For han som laget meg, han gjorde det på en fantastisk måte.
It is because of his grace.
Det på grunn av hans nåde.
9 February.
9. Februar.
They put a new bladder in me.
Så satte de en ny blære I meg.
And the blood is working perfect 100%.
Og den virker perfekt 100%.
The doctor says it's not going to be natural, it's working natural 100%.
Doktoren sa det kommer ikke til å være naturlig, men den funker 100% naturlig.
The doctor says you will have a catheter all your life. I don't have a catheter yet.
Legen sa du vil ha kateter resten av livet. Jeg har ikke
kateter. The doctor says your liver is damaged. The liver is fine 100%. Last week I was on the checkup.
Legen sa, leveren din ødelagt. I forrige uke så var jeg på check-up. Den helt fin.
Is your problem too big than God?
Problemet ditt større enn Gud?
He is your problem too big than God?
Är problemet ditt större än Gud, för stort?
God is too big than any other problems can be.
Gud är allt för stor i förhållande till alla andra problem.
Wow. God is good.
Okay, det går.
God is wonderful.
Han är fantastisk.
So we go. How to overcome anxiety.
Så hvordan vinne over angst?
Apostle Paul, the same one that he described his story.
Apostel Paul som beskrev den här historien.
Described his issue.
Beskrev alle lidelsene sine.
He writes to the Philippian people.
Så skrev han til filipperne.
And these Philippians, they were wealthy people.
Filipperne, de var rike folk.
Because they were having a business of selling peppers and everything.
För de hade en förretning med att sälja peppar, kryddor och andra ting.
And I like by what he started saying.
Och jag likte som står.
Chapter 4, verse 4, he says, "Rejoice in the Lord." Again, I say, rejoice.
Fyra säger, gläd dig Herren, igen vill jag säga, gläd dig.
Now he started giving now the medicine, antibiotic.
Han började ge medicin, antibiotika.
This is antibiotic now, how to overcome
det här anxiety. Är antibiotika för kursen kom över angst.
Rejoice in the Lord, again I say, rejoice.
Gläd dig Herren, igen vill jag säga, gläd dig.
My goodness, when you read early in the morning while your cup of coffee is in your hand, you just laugh. Ha, ha, ha. How good is the Lord?
Så när du sitter och läser det här om morgonen medan du dricker kaffet in, så tänker du, wow, så god Gud är.
You know what?
Du vet du vad?
What happens is that the more people they become successful.
Det så sker att ju fler som blir successfulla,
they have everything in life.
Så de så allt i livet.
Is the more they said they become.
Är att de blir tristare.
Ju mer de har, more becoming successful.
Ju mer successrik du blir.
The more said they are they becoming.
Ju tristare blir de.
It should be not that way.
Det borde inte vara sån.
The more you are getting successful.
The more you made successful.
You should be more happy.
Så borde du bli mer glad.
That should be that way.
Det borde vara sån.
When you see someone dancing is not a billionaire. Billionaire doesn't dance. When you see someone dancing in the church is not a billionaire. Billionaire.
Billionaire. Oh, okay. Billionaire. Du ser aldrig en miljardär dansa i kyrka.
He think when he dance,
han tänker när han dansar,
the billion is gonna be dropped around.
Att pengesedlan vill datt ut av lomma.
Hallelujah. Go to the one that doesn't have a billionaire. He is the one who is dancing because nothing is gonna fall.
Han som inte är miljonär, han miljardär, han kan dansa för han är inte rädd för att ting ska rätt ut av lomma.
Jesus. Jesus. It has to change in Norway. It has to change.
Det må förändra sig i Norge.
Is it time to see the billionaire also dancing very nice?
Det är också. Jag vill också se miljonären dansa. Det fint.
You dance careful because otherwise 1 billion is gonna fall.
Du dansar försiktigt så inte miljonen där tittar lomma.
Halleluja. And Paul says, give them instruction.
Paulus säger, ge dem instruktioner.
Verse 5.
Vers 5.
Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand.
Filipperne 4:5.
Your gentleness, your kindness, your steadiness be known to all men.
Låt alla människor få märka att de är vänliga.
Slowly is giving them the pills.
Ge dem de pillan.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Who is this speaking?
Vem är som talar här?
Was the man that was stoned.
Det var en man som har blivit stenad.
The man that was thrown into the deep for 1.5 days.
Han som har blivit kastad i djupet 1.5 dag.
Under the sea.
Under havet.
The man that was left half dead.
Han som var lämnad halvdöd.
The man that was whipped by rod.
Man som var piska.
Left naked. Now he's encouraging his fellow brother Philippians. Let your gentleness be known to all men. Because I'm speaking to you because you are the body. Verse 6. Be anxious to nothing.
Ikke vær bekymret for noe.
But in everything by prayer and supplication.
Men la alt komme frem med bønnevner og takk og komme frem for Gud I bønn og
påkall. With thanksgiving, let your request be known to God.
La din takksigelse bli kjent for Gud.
That one is the one that I like most.
Det den jeg liker mest av alle her.
Be anxious for nothing.
Ikke ha angst for noe.
Let your prayer be known to God.
La dine bønner bli kjent for Gud.
Halleluja. Thank you, Jesus. I prayed for my wife.
Jeg ba for kona mi.
You know when I prayed?
Vet du når jeg ba?
Lord, I need a wife that can put size 8 shoes.
Jeg trenger kone som har størrelse 8 I sko.
Specific.
Spesielt, eller det var spesifikk bønn.
And the Lord gave me the wife size 8 shoes.
Og Gud ga meg kone som har størrelse 8 I sko størrelse.
Aha. What is the size of your wife's shoes?
Hva er størrelsen på kona di sine sko?
Size 7, size 5.
5, 7.
Did you ask it?
Spurte.
Just forget it. Begin thanking God.
Bare glem det, men begynn å takke Gud.
That you have a spouse.
At du har en ektefelle.
I didn't ask the size of shoes. I didn't ask the size of dress. But I thank you.
Jeg ba ikke om skostørrelse eller kjole, men jeg takker.
The people that live their life in a gratitude are the happy people.
Folk som lever et liv med takknemlighet de lykkelige.
The gratitude.
De takknemlige.
Family, no way you are blessed.
Familie, dere velsignet.
You should be more grateful.
Dere burde være de mest takknemlige.
My goodness, the car that we see here.
De bilene som vi ser her.
They are driving BMWs.
De kjører BMW.
Very nice cars.
Veldig fine biler.
Some they have motorhomes outside.
Og noen har campingbiler her ute.
When I find you and catch you complaining in your motorhome, I will arrest you.
Hvis du legger merke til at du klager mens du I campingbilen din, så vil jeg arrestere deg.
You should be happy in your motorhomes.
Du burde være lykkelig I campingbilen din.
Because some of us, we don't have a motorhome.
For noen av oss har ikke noen campingbil.
They come into church, they find the whole thing is filled, is packed.
Vi kommer I kirka, og alt fullt her.
Sound is nice, is sweet.
Og lyden fin. Og.
Sitting in some cushions.
Og du sitter I gode stoler.
In Africa we sit on the rock.
I Afrika så sitter vi på
steiner. But we are still happy.
Men vi fortsatt lykkelige.
Jesus, 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 Jesus. I think it's true, isn't it?
It's true.
Norwegian could be most thankful people on the planet.
Nordmenn kunne vært de mest takknemlige på hele planeten.
Most thankful people on the planet.
De mest takknemlige på hele planeten.
You have everything.
Dere har alt.
Electricity.
Dere har elektrisitet.
In Africa, sometimes 12 hours we don't have electricity.
I Afrika så det kanskje 5 timer vi uten elektrisitet.
Some people we don't have a fridge.
Og noen har ikke en kjøleskap.
What are you worrying about?
Hva du bekymrer over?
You have everything.
Dere har alt.
You have antibiotic in your fridge.
Dere har antibiotika I kjøleskapet.
You have your car right today.
Dere har bilen deres rett der.
The ferry boat is free.
Ferga gratis.
If we can find a free ferry boat in Africa like that.
Hvis vi har funnet en gratis ferge I Afrika.
I could be going island by island and finish all 3000 islands of Norway.
Så vil jeg kunne gå til alle øyene I Norge.
I could be laughing from morning to sunset.
Jeg vil kunne ledd fra morgen til solnedgang.
But mainly.
Men hovedsakelig.
Be gratitude.
Men vær takknemlig.
Be thankful.
Og vær takknemlig.
In everything, be thankful. Please, I beg you, be thankful.
Vær takknemlig. Vi får alt sammen. Fremfor alt.
Anxiety is getting out, isn't it?
Angst holder på å flytte ut, gjør den ikke det?
It's getting out now.
Den forsvinner her nå.
The song we sing a little bit.
Vi synger litt.
This song is too much.
Oh, nei, den sangen det for mye, den sangen
det. It's a little bit too much. So watch off. It's taking time now.
Oh, det går, møter vi for langt.
The coffee is getting held, the pizza, what about the pizza? Hey, gentlemen, guys.
Herre, venner.
I love you so much.
Jeg så glad I dag.
The title is How to Overcome Anxiety.
Så titeln är Hvordan vinn over angst.
Is it possible to overcome the anxiety?
Är det möjligt att vinna över angst?
Yes, it's possible.
Ja, det är möjligt.
Paul also was anxious.
Paulus var också full av bekymring.
But he managed to encourage us.
Men han hade ämne till att uppmuntra oss.
Don't be too much anxious.
Inte vara för bekymringsfull.
Make your prayer to be known by God.
Låt dina böner bli känd för Gud.
Do your thanksgiving to God all the time.
Tack Gud hela tiden.
I give you the easiest way to how to be free.
Jag ger den enklaste måten och hur man är fri.
These are the nothing.
Det här är ingenting.
Praise the Lord with all your heart.
Pris Herren med hela hjärtat.
With all your understanding.
Med hela din förståelse.
Hallelujah. Woo! We have seen God healing cancer.
Vi har sett Gud helbred kräft.
We have seen God raising the people from the dead.
Vi har sett Gud resa upp de döda.
And even we saw other people been buried.
Och till och med de har blivit begravda.
In this life.
Och I det livet här.
Things are happening.
Ting sker.
But it's not the end of life.
Men det är inte enden av livet.
Life continues.
Livet fortsätter.
So what is needed?
So custom är
behov för. Live your portion that you've been given with a gratitude.
Den delen som du har blivit gett, ge den tacknämlighet.
Enjoy your portion with a gratitude.
Njut den delen du har fått med tacknämlighet.
Enjoy your portion with laughter.
Njut den delen du har fått med latter.
That's good.
Det är bra.
All right. Jesus is good. He now he gives something important.
Han ger oss något viktigt.
In verse 8.
I vers 8.
Let's just read it and finish.
Låt oss bara läsa det och fullfölj.
In verse 8, I love that verse 8.
Jag är så glad att vers här.
Finally, brethren.
Till slut, syskon.
Whatever things are true.
Allt som är sant.
Whatever things are noble,
det som är edelt,
whatever things are just,
rätt och rent,
whatever things are pure,
som är värt att älska,
whatever things are lovely,
allt som
är, whatever things are good,
allt som är goda,
good report,
goda rapporter.
If there is a virtue,
hvis det en något som är
and
värdi,
if there is anything,
och hvis det något
praiseworthy,
som är prisvärde.
Meditate on this.
Mediter på det.
What a beautiful.
Så vackert.
To overcome anxiety.
Så det övervinna angst.
To overcome anxiety.
Övervinna angst.
Is to think what is true.
Är det att tänka på det som är sant.
What is nice.
Det som är fint.
What is noble.
Det som är ädelt.
What is pure.
Det som är rent.
That is how you overcome the anxiety.
Så är det du kommer över angst.
Ah, wonderful. Thank you, Jesus.
Tack, Jesus.
Did I offend you already?
Har jag förnärmat dig allerede?
No, I didn't offend you.
Nej, jag tycker jag förnärmat dig.
I want to find you next year happy.
Jag vill finna nästa gång vi mötes att du är glad.
I want to find you next year your lungs full of oxygen because of laughter.
Jag vill att du ska vara full av oxygen I lungorna på grund av latter.
Your lungs are full of oxygen.
Lungorna dina är fulla av oxygen på grund av latter.
Your bones full of good marrows.
Och benen är fulla av goda marg.
Good marrows in your bones.
Oh, marg I benen.
Completely strong.
Och stark.
Your mind is very sharp.
Och hodet ditt är skarpt.
Your processor is very strong.
Processorn din är stark.
No forgetting things.
Och inte glöm ting.
When in the people that are too much worried.
De folk som bekymrar sig för mycket.
Sometimes they look for glasses while the glasses are here.
De letar efter brillan sina medan de är på hodet.
Because of worries.
På grund av bekymring.
Where's my glasses? Where's my glasses? The glasses are here.
Brillorna här.
Because of worry.
På grund av bekymring.
No more.
Ikke mer. Det er slutt
no
på det.
More.
Det er slutt på det.
Think what is pure.
Tenk på det som rent.
Think what is good.
Det som godt.
Think what is noble.
Det som edelt.
Think what is trustworthy.
Det som til å stole på.
Such a simple thing.
Helt de enkle tingene.
Not the heavy, simple, simple, simple
thing. Ikke de tunge, men enkle.
In another word, Paul, he wish us a good thing.
Så på en måte så ønsker Paulus oss de gode tingene.
That's good.
Det bra.
Hallelujah.
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 That's good.
Det bra.
Let's go.
La oss fortsette.
Number one.
Nummer en.
How to overcome the anxiety.
Så hvordan overvinne angst.
Acknowledge.
Gjenkjenn.
That anxiety.
At angst.
Is real.
Ekte.
Is real for everyone.
Det ekte for alle sammen.
Number two.
To.
Give your thoughts to the Lord.
Gi tankene dine til Gud.
Always you give your thoughts to Jesus.
Gi tankene dine til Jesus.
And unhealth
usyn,
thought
tanker,
remove them.
Ta dem bort.
Don't go to bed with unhealth thought.
Ikke gå og legg deg med usunne tanker.
Because someone spoke bad against you.
For om noen talte mot deg.
Remove that thought.
Fjern den tanken.
So that you can praise the Lord and have a good dream.
Så du kan prise Gud och ha ett gott drömmeliv.
Replace your worries with a trust.
Ersätt bekymringen med tillit.
Replace your worries with a trust. I have this condition.
Jag har den här konditionen.
I have this issue.
Jag har problem här.
In my body this is what is going on.
Och i kroppen så det här som sker.
But I will trust him.
Men jag vill stå på han.
Who promised to me is faithful.
Där hans löfte är att han är trofast.
And I will eat and enjoy his faithfulness.
Och jag vill spisa hans trofasthet.
Stay no way and enjoy his faithfulness.
Nyt hans trofasthet.
Every day enjoying eating the faithfulness of the Lord.
Var dag spiser hans trofasthet.
How do we eat the faithfulness of the Lord?
Hvordan spiser vi Guds trofasthet?
You started thinking of what God did for you.
Du begynner tenke på de tingene Gud har gjort for deg.
That is how we enjoy the faithfulness of the Lord.
Sånn det vi kan nyte av Guds
trofasthet. Lord, you gave me a spouse, you gave me the children, you gave me a wife, you gave me this, you are eating the faithfulness of the Lord.
Å Gud har gitt meg en ektefelle, du har gitt meg barn, du har gitt meg familie, du har gitt meg der. Man spiser av Guds trofasthet.
And while you are doing, while you are eating the faithfulness of the Lord.
Og mens du spiser Guds trofasthet.
Still the faithfulness of the Lord.
Spis den.
Your heart is thanking.
Så begynn hjertet ditt å
takke. Thanking.
Og hjertet begynn å takke.
Thank you, Jesus.
Takk, Jesus.
God is good.
Gud god.
Number four, focus what is good.
Nummer fire, fokuser på det som godt.
Not on those that had harmed you.
Ikke på de som har skadet deg.
Not those that spoke something that you didn't like.
Ikke på de som har talt.
Focus mainly what is good.
Fokuser på det som hovedsakelig godt.
When I stumbled and fell.
Når jeg snublet av det.
Jesus was there.
Så var Jesus der.
What I have learned.
Det jeg har lært.
I learned that when I walk I have to be careful looking down.
Og jeg har lært at når jeg går så må jeg passe på at jeg ikke bare ser ned.
I think it's true.
Jeg tror det sant.
Thank you, Jesus.
Takk, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And Paul says,
Paulus sier det,
and the peace of God
og Guds fred
will guide your hearts
vil beskytte hjertet ditt
and mind
og sinn.
When you focus on good things,
når du fokuserer på de gode tingene,
when you focus on what is great,
når du fokuserer på det som bra,
the peace of God,
så vil Guds fred,
will guide your heart and mind,
vil beskytte hjertet og sinnet
so
ditt.
So what you have to do,
så det du må gjøre,
every morning,
hver morgen,
you say, I receive your peace, God.
Du kan si, jeg tar imot din fred.
I receive your shalom, God.
Jeg tar imot din shalom, Gud.
Let your shalom guide me today.
La din shalom.
Let your peace guide me today.
La han få lov til å være min guide i dag. Veiviser.
Shall we stand?
Skal vi stå sammen? La oss reise oss.
Shall we stand? Shall we stand? Thank you, Lord. Are you opening the door? The fresh wind is coming.
Frisk vind kommer här.
The fresh wind is coming.
Frisk vind kommer.
Family.
Familie.
I love you very much.
Jag älskar dig väldigt högt.
Thank you for this conference.
Tack för den här konferensen.
Jesus Conference 2026.
Jesus konferens 2026.
May 22.
22 maj.
To 24.
Till 24 maj.
Wow, wonderful.
Härligt.
We had a wonderful time, isn't it?
Vi hade fantastisk tid samman.
Did you enjoy it?
Har vi haft det bra?
Did you enjoy it? Ah, good. In Jerusalem.
Next year. Det nästa år i Jerusalem står det.
So, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Tack Jesus.
I think it's good. Shall we stretch our hand?
Låt oss sträcka ut händerna våra.
Evarecha Adonai vishmerecha. Yair Adonai panavelecha vihuneka. Isa Adonai panavelecha vishmerecha shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you.
Herren vill välsigna dig och bevara dig.
May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you.
Må hans ansikt lysa över dig och vara dig nådig.
May the Lord lift up his countenance and give you peace.
Må han lyfta sin godhet över dig och ge dig fred.
Peace in your village.
Fred i din landsby.
Peace in your city.
Fred i din by.
Peace in things that you do.
Fred i de tingen du gör.
Peace at your work.
Fred på ditt arbete.
Peace at your school.
På din skola.
Wherever you stand.
Där du står.
No one will stand against you.
Ingen står emot dig.
May you be victorious.
Att du må säga.
May you be healthy.
Du må vara sund.
May you enjoy life.
Och du må njuta livet.
All the days of your life.
Alla dagar i livet.
May be the days of joy.
Att du må ha glädjesfyllda dagar.
And the tranquility forever.
Och freden för alltid.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
I Jesu namn.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.